let's do it.
Right on, right on. Welcome to the radio program, people. It's Full Spectrum Cycling, show number 63.
Woo. 63, we're nudging on retirement.
Right? There may be the...
Aren't you that old?
Silence. there may be the odd motorcycle sound or loud car going by. I got the doors open because it just cooled off after a couple of days of being...
It's doors open, walkie.
Sweet ass hot.
It has been sweet ass hot. Yeah. I'm taking a picture for the podcast that can be posted because I couldn't help but notice the latest Showbeer Hams logo behind you.
Oh, that's a nice one. It's prominent in amongst all the good artwork.
That is a great picture.
That was the on PBS NewsHour like a month and a half ago. One of the people that normally contribute, like right at the beginning of broadcasting from home, she had like an old like serving platter,
ham serving platter. Yeah. Nice.
Like, and it was prominently on on the bookshelves. I mean, it's like all like political historian, you know, presidential historian, and then a big old platter of ham sitting there.
I have a bi-weekly meeting with the owner of our company, and the first one I did at home, I like have my laptop open and I've got my camera all ready to go, and first thing he says to me, he's like, is that an old style sign behind you? I'm like, well, it's Pabst Blue Ribbon, actually.
Oh, you have a customer.
Whoa, we have a customer that's coming to the store here. Hello, Matty Posa, how are you?
There's a four-legged customer that just made its way
into
the door.
She just ran right in here because she's that kind of dog. Pardon me, viewers, listeners, while I take care of my doggy.
We're just viewing with the eyes. The ears.
Doggy.
Damn.
It's almost a dog. There was no human. There was
you
no
like dags?
Dags.
You like dags.
There was no human Tony with
likes,
the dog.
Tony likes dags.
Just the dog just came in the store by itself. Oop. It's a loud dog.
Oh, it is always.
I think that's Tony's dog.
Yes, it is.
Oh, there you go.
It is always a, an adventure.
Earth, 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 earth.
Tony plus dog equation out yes. in the world is always entertaining.
Well, I don't know how many folks have seen the pictures of the store recently, but it's been boarded up and,
semi bunkered.
Yeah, in case that the protesting gets unruly in the area. But my point about that whole thing was, even if the door was closed behind the plywood and a dog walked by, Tony would feel it and run outside and pet it.
I resemble that statement an awful lot.
That's a good dog right there.
What a great dog.
Really K90 sense.
Such a good dog.
Trying to call out the Spidey sense, but
aren't they all?
So yeah, I had to do it on a 1 second.
How about these things here?
I was wondering what those are. Those look like they're going to hurt.
These are what they put on the road, these spikes.
Oh, spike strips to pop tires, huh?
Which are lying all over the place.
So because they pop out of the machine that, or the.
It's like a gizmo that they throw underneath, you know, throw it in the road and the car runs over it and these things break off. And
oh, wow.
Normally just straight upright.
Yeah, they're all over. Apparently, Rusty pulled a couple dozen of them out of the gutter. On the bridge, I think they had Locust Street Bridge, fortified, so to speak. So what's going on in your neighborhood, folks out there? We got some protesting going on here.
Oh, yes.
Lots of protesting. It's on day six today, as well it should be.
Oh, yeah.
Leave some comments about what's happening in your area and what you're witnessing. With respect to the protests.
Yeah, I was about three blocks from the one of the we are holding the line horseshit of the
Shorewood police or
if it was just them.
Yeah, there'd be no.
That's what we were talking there would about. Not, there would not right. be a there would not be a fucking story at all. Yeah, it'd be like swallow.
They might have six squads, maybe. They don't have that much
of
it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a 1 square mile town. They don't have
but
that
there
much
was,
going on.
Yeah, and I'm right by Capitol, and that's also the thoroughfare to get down to the lake and whatever. So it's right. been, on different occasions, it's been 9 marked or unmarked, ripping on through. 12 was the highest, and that was not last night, but the night before, which would have been 7 nights ago. I don't know.
Oh, the math from Friday is hard to do.
I know. I hate math.
not supposed to be any math in this program at all.
Exactly.
So yeah, so where Mike lives is one thoroughfare over the river. We're the next one down on Locust Street here, and then there's not another one until North Avenue, which is another mile south.
Yeah, it's like the Gotham, Chris Nolan DC universe getting in the Gotham, the bridges. You know, you only got X amount of bridges,
right?
And Manhattan.
There's no way to get to the lake or the
east
other
side's like Manhattan.
The other side of the river without going over one of these three bridges. So by and large, what I've seen, the protesting is peaceful and respectful and looking for justice. And there are a few nefarious operators, whether they be just, you know, hooligans trying to just create havoc or actually planted people trying to make the protest look bad. I'm not sure yet, but
right.
I'm kind of on the fence on that one. I've seen enough reporting now that.
That which I wouldn't believe in the past, I can't deny in the future.
Especially with the evidence and everybody live streaming this thing, and you know, you're able to take the mainstream media and the left wing media and the right wing media out of it and just see what's happening right on the street.
Make your own goddamn decision.
Right? Because the video evidence really doesn't lie.
Right.
There's no way for it. I guess if you had a really good sound stage and some good actors, you could fabricate something, but I don't. Then not
the picture's worth 1,000 words,
and
the video's worth 1,000,000.
Oh man!
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't want to hijack you there. Yeah. I just about jumped all over that one.
1,000,000 words. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's been some. There's been some shenaniganery from the cops here in Milwaukee. They're, I think, putting a little bit of a heavy hand on this thing. There isn't really a reason yet for there to have been any police action, but they've certainly made their presence known to the protesters, arresting, even in broad daylight, people, and a really fucked up incident yesterday. I think the kid that got dropped a water bottle is what I think actually happened.
I didn't see this.
The guy on the bike, he dropped a water bottle, and they thought now they're claiming it was a Molotov cocktail.
Oh, I saw the post on that. Oh, and here's the video from JK.
Yeah, actually one of our
local... So watch a little scrum in the background.
Yeah. One of our local TV stations actually caught it in high def, high res, and it's pretty stunning. So I don't know if James is going to show up tonight or not. He's been kind of following the protests on his bike, kind of running from front to rear and semi-helping them kind of corral and be a...
Oh, that's BS.
Organizer, yeah.
Yep. Right? And watch that. Like, and then, nope. Check.
They're watching live right now.
What the hell?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's why I have a little fire in my belly.
Right, well, I noticed on the news tonight too, watching the national news, that there's a bunch of unidentifiable soldiers in DC right now. No name tags. No, they don't know what department these people work for. There's also cops that have DEA.
Do they even work for a department?
Right, exactly. Right. Are they, there's these DEA cops that apparently Attorney General just gave some pretty open laws for the next 14 days for these people. Like, they can spy on you.
They can do that anyway.
Well,
yeah. No, it's just.
But now they're just making it blatant.
Yes.
It's like, Carson, we totally can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm.
Well, be safe out there, folks. Yeah, please. I mean, I don't want to make the whole show. Yeah. About
no, I did
make Tony angry.
Yeah,
Tony
well, and get, I noticed,
but we do need
I knew,
to bring
I knew
this
there
up.
Were a lot of City of Milwaukee cops on bicycle. I didn't realize there were that many because there's a shitload of them.
That was
bringing bicycles back into
that's
this
what
whole
I'm doing,
thing.
Baby. Come okay, on,
bring it on. Did you see the bikes as weapons police video?
No. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen them actually practicing, though, down at the lakefront on bikes?
No, is that badass?
It's comical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not that badass.
Oh, it's not? It's entertaining?
No, if you're a fast...
Videotape that shit,
if you're a
dude.
Fast runner, you could pretty much outrun most of them.
Yeah.
I mean, they just don't have the maneuverability, and then when they throw the bike on the ground, they don't have the physical ability to chase, like anybody that has any kind
of
fitness.
I saw a meetup on Brady Street a couple of years ago, and I'm just like... And to be fair...
To be fair...
It was the bike cop was kind of in infancy. There was like two cops on bikes at the time, you know, so this was trying to, you know, get their
figure shit out.
Armada together and whatever. And it was entertaining.
I'd like to point out that a friend of mine by the name of Kyle Capizzi, shouting him out here.
Shoot.
He has a brilliant story where he came back from graduate school one night studying and sees a guy pulling his friend's bike out of the guy lifted a pole out of the ground and picked up his friend's bike and was going to walk away with it. And Kyle's like, hey, what are you doing with that bike? And the guy made this big sob story about how he lost his keys and he's going to take it home and unlock it there with his spare keys. And so Kyle was really cordial to him. Kyle's a pretty big dude. And he says, that's funny because that's my friend's bike. And the guy picked the bike up and wheeled it at him, in which case Kyle caught it, and beat the shit out of him with it.
With the bike.
It's a staff with wheels.
Right.
Yeah. It's a double staff with wheels.
Yep. Against a wall. The guy was hurting.
We need to find that video and post a link to the actual as bike as a weapon video. Mm-hmm. It's obvious that Milwaukee is not the only place where protestery is happening. And it's certainly affecting people in the bike industry, both emotionally and physically in their stores. And I got a couple things in the show notes if people want to check them out. It's been a sort of a struggle for me to put stuff into words. I just, you know, I've been staying off social media, not to stick my foot in my mouth for one, and not to kind of say things without actually having really thought them through. But
isn't that what social media is all about?
Well, yeah, for most of the, yeah, I guess it kind of is, but, our friend, Chris Daisy's wife, Cassie, she wrote a nice thing, which I'll have in the show notes. Chris owns Zion Cyclery down there in Zion, Illinois. Haven't heard anything direct from them, but I know there's stuff in Kenosha where they live.
Mm.
And, it's worth reading, folks, in the show notes. And, everybody's going to form their own opinions, but I think the majority of us are on the same page with this. Yeah. This is not fair. This is not just, and it's got to change, man. It's got to change.
Something's got to give.
Something's giving in now, you know. The folks at bikepacking.com had a pretty good post too. They're I think they recognize that they have a pretty big platform, relatively speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Not as big as our show, of course, because worldwide and all that. But
we're freaking huge.
Huge, huge, baby.
Huge in Germany.
Careful,
you're treading in a weird world there. My head just heard that badly.
Badly. Bikepacking.com has they have a Black Lives Matter post, and they have made a point of trying to use their platform for more goodness is stuff. I mean, recognizing that bikepacking is pretty much a white privilege endeavor. Right. You know, people out there with $10,000 of bike and gear playing out in the woods. And, when you start to think about that, you're like, well, we're lucky we can do that, but not everyone is so lucky. Mm-hmm. And kind of keep up with your favorite media sites. I think the ones that are good are going to start to bring the things more into focus, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Indeed. Focus.
And most important, Is there a bell? Is there a bell in our future? I'll get to the most important thing after we top this hill.
Yeah. We just got to
the
top.
I thought you were saying it was the most important thing.
The hill and having good
beer.
It was a long hill
today,
folks. You're going to have to open up that six-pack in there, JK. I guess white privilege goes along with having good beer, potentially. I lost my train of thought there, folks. I didn't even know what I was going to talk about next. I had a point, and then it was
more importantly than the beer.
Now, just because I got a point on my head does not mean I'm sharp.
I like that. I've never heard that. I'm going to use that one.
Maybe we'll get back on track here when we have the beer. That might happen.
Speaking of great sayings, I heard a great one while I was on vacation.
I'm coming, Archie!
A great one I heard this week when I was on vacation was regarding to plumbing, as we were trying to fix a plumbing problem And that was water flows up, shit flows down, paychecks on Friday. Like, well, that's all you need to know about plumbing is what he said.
Yeah.
Like,
So I got today's beer over there to Otto's liquor store. So far, Otto's has escaped the window smashing episodes, but I think the place right next door got hit, I believe.
Really?
The vape shop.
They're stealing vapes.
Well, you know, I don't know about stealing. I think it's more...
It's petty.
Yeah, and it's more...
Same with the filling station got a big window smashed out, and that's a big, expensive freaking window.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, the
Brian's kind of restaurant? A jerk sometimes.
The bar we're on air.
He doesn't listen to our show.
Yes, though.
I'll call him out.
I will too.
I thought you were just saying like a gas station.
No, the filling station. One of their great big station.
Over there at that petrol filling station.
It had to be a pretty big brick or something because that took out a very large window and it shattered.
That's tempered glass, baby.
Yeah, that's what it does.
That's Rolling what Stones. What Rolling Stones do? They perform songs like Shattered.
So,
that was a deep move, man.
Oh, man, JK.
I'm on today, man.
So, our beer today is Sierra Nevada's Wild Little Thing. And with JK in mind, I got a slightly sour ale today.
Slightly sour.
Because it is slightly. We got hooked into something. Yeah, we dipped our toe, Tony and I, when we were working on this electric bike project here.
Oh, e-bikes are a gateway Saturday. To sours.
Yeah, Josh brought us in
some lakefront.
Yeah, some
sour IPA, which was
kind of tasty, actually.
Kind of shocking on a hot day.
Yeah, it was good.
I'm gonna reserve judgment on this one until right. Meow.
Sierra Nevada, Wild Little Thing, slightly sour ale, guava, hibiscus, and strawberry.
Strawberries.
No apricots.
Well, no apricots.
Well, I won't say this is necessarily what I would call beer.
Now,
but I would say it's freaking delicious.
Here's the thing. It's like the first impact sip I've noticed on any sour I ever do is like, oh, shit. Or, and
no, that one's
by about like three sips in, it's beer.
Yeah, and it especially if you're coming off a different beer in advance of it. But when it's first out of the hopper there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I never trust that first taste.
I'm
that's why I always go
slightly 2. Changing my mind.
5.5. We're expanding our beer drinking.
Beer horizons, man.
5.5% ABV on this here Sierra Nevada beer.
Yeah, this is damn tasty.
It's slidable given the temperature it is right now. This is a fantastic beer for a hot day.
You gotcha.
It's that like a shandy, but not a shandy.
Thank God.
Are shandies sours too?
No,
they're just shitty, right?
They just become sour just because you put a lot of tart nonsense. You cut beer with juice. Mm. This is a little more refined.
That's a terrible idea. Terrible idea.
So, I think I don't know how much cumulative time we have in on this electric bike thing, but it's quite the
project. Too much, but it works. The shocking thing is it works.
He actually came by today and dropped off a bag for the battery, so I think we may have a solution there that he had ordered. And
how about a cable?
No, because the cable he ordered is the same type we already had, so we got to get a right angle plug. But it will run. It does run. But we had it running. So this is an Amazon. This kid bought this contraption through various resellers on Amazon, and folks, if you're not mechanically inclined, I do not recommend this method.
Even if you are, I don't recommend
this method. Yeah, because there's too much going on.
You'll spend more time just messing with your bike than you will enjoying your bike.
Riding your bike, you know. So Tony and I have been working diligently on a couple of kits that are going to be turnkey, and everything is basically, it's as simple as it gets.
Yes.
And, you know, I came up with a new slogan for the shop. Electric bike service station.
EBSS. You know,
if you're people of our age, basically, maybe not JK, but
he's a whippersnapper.
service stations obviously were a thing in the past, which they like don't really
filling stations.
You don't really have them anymore. They're it could be a filling station too with the electricity.
Yes.
Yeah, it could be
An electricity filling station.
I mean, unless you're in a small town, there are no more service stations really. Right. There's maybe a couple, but mostly you're taking your car to a dealer or an independent repair shop, but not a gas station that also services cars.
You need the little sensor that makes the cool ding ding for the full service pull up.
That would require the compressor to be running full time. So.
Well, yeah. Something. Okay.
We could simulate that with something.
Yeah, you know how much you know what the compressor here at the shop gets used most for?
Refilling itself.
Taking off hand grips is like,
because that's the greatest idea ever. Anyone that's struggled with a hand grip that doesn't know about the air compressor idea is just really impressed when you just pull that out.
Unless you have the grips I have, which are a little feisty.
Sometimes they're feisty, but they come off. But they always acquiesce in the end.
Yeah, and it's very limited physical. I mean, I have had like handlebars between my legs trying to pry off a fucking grip once or twice.
Oh yes. Oh.
Then someone showed me the air compressor trick and shot the grip across the room. I'm like, I will never pull a hand grip off again.
Where you pull the pants inside out.
Oh, that's the worst.
It's like, now I got to try to tuck you back
in
together.
Shit.
Yeah. Nope, that's your huckleberry for that. I mean, I don't normally use a compressor unless it's to set a tubeless tire, but I really don't use them to fill tires. First of all, I need all the exercise I can get, so I don't mind using a hand pump, and they're just better.
They do great. You get very precise. I don't even own a CO2 filler for a bike.
I haven't owned a CO2 filler since I raced, which would have been about 1995 or something like that. So
I won a kit in the raffle, and that was,
and then you lost it,
and I lost it at Victor's getting a fish fry. Damn it!
Oh, for crying out loud, victims!
Hey, it's Friday. It's not a bad damn fish fry.
I've heard that.
Oh wait, it is Friday, isn't it?
Yeah,
nice.
That was a good
recovery from your earlier kerfluffle.
Now that we're talking about,
I have to make amends.
Being Friday, I would like to point out that seeing as how we've on the food diet, divergent, whatever you want to call it, digression. The pizza of the month at Transfer.
Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued.
It better not be white.
It's elote.
It needs to be black. It needs to be black pizza.
Curious.
Yeah. Does that not sound delicious?
It sounds. I have to look at that.
I don't even know what it is.
Elote is Mexican corn.
Mexican
with
street corn.
Right on.
The mayo and Chihuahua cheese and the creme sauce. It's just
cotija.
It's
that sounds
delicious.
Like an open faced taco to me.
Better.
Yeah. So elote would be corn on the cob. Biscuite is
that what it is when it's off the cob? Yeah.
Here's something to try sometime if someone offers it to you, which I had the other day at an outdoor deck gathering at my friend Diane's house, who's a Native American. Indian tacos, they call them.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. And they are
fried bread tacos.
They are fried bread, and her partner, Jenny, makes the baddest-ass fried bread. And then basically you slap a bunch of taco stuff on top of it. Yeah, but it is kick-ass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I am jealous. Jealous of that. God, I lived next door to those women for like 4 years, and they never made me damn
fried bread
tacos. They threatened to, but they never did.
I think I slid in there and was in the lucky spot at the lucky time. That was very tasty.
Yeah, you were. All right.
That doesn't mean it won't happen again. So,
I understand.
Guess what else is going on out there? That pesky pandemic is still happening.
They're talking about how that's going to cause some problems with the protesters.
I don't have I don't have my keys to jingle because they're everywhere. Right. Too many keys.
Use these things.
Exactly. Ding, 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 ding.
So the shop is still operating by appointment and now with the new fortifications, I mean, we're impenetrable, but it certainly doesn't really look like a friendly place to come into, but it is. You could come in and we'll be friendly once you're inside.
Damn right.
In a one or two person wearing mask sort of an arrangement.
I'm going to have to pick up a couple of cases of Pabst Blue Ribbon just in case people might want to come in here and look at bikes and have a beer.
I'll tell you one thing. I'm realizing my dream almost, if you notice.
We're almost out of bikes.
We're ridding the bike shop of bikes. And you know, and one of my dreams at some point is to basically eliminate superfluous bikes in the store. So, you know, since we basically build custom and, you know, everything pretty much. So why have a bunch of bikes in the store? Because most of them are mine. That's why. No, this is more of a place to gather and talk about bikes and
why are
and
you
plan your bike and then, you know, pull the trigger on it down the road. You know, we're just, whoa, what are you doing over there with the pictures? Dang old extraterrestrials on there. You see those?
Extraterrestrials.
Yeah, those are nice tires on there.
Obviously, they're so nice that they've caused his aluminum water bottle to implode on itself.
Oh, no, that's from multi-impacts in different zones of
that's
body.
Going on the page notes because I can't believe that thing even holds water, let alone what do you get, like 4 ounces out of that now that it's collapsed?
Oh, go along now.
That's pretty epic.
I almost left that on a bus
when you're getting a fish fryer.
No, in Spain,
Savi.
I was so pissed off. I was like, oh shit. And then I like double back, and the guy was like, in the bathroom, like the driver was in the bathroom with me at the same time. Not
Jesus Christ. Thank you.
I can't dig out of that hole quick, but whatever. But then you're like, I go over this direction and I'm like, oh shit, where's my water bottle? And then I'm like, oh man, and he was just gearing up to get out of there. And I'm like, don't take off without me.
Guess what?
Ooh, we got a caller.
Welcome to the radio program, caller. Who do we have on the line?
Big Sexy. Can you hear me okay?
Big Sexy. I can hear you fine. Can you hear me now?
I don't know how much time you have, but I've got a doozy of a story. You just tell me if you want the small, medium, or large.
Large.
I've been following you on the book face, and I think there's a lot to tell, so if you want to just rip right into it. Big Sexy, by the way, folks, just for those of you who are not probably new to the program, otherwise you know who Jason is, is currently riding the country to state capitals and is in Minneapolis. Are you in Minneapolis now?
I'm in Chaska. There's a very big difference between Minneapolis and Chaska, especially right now.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
No doubt. So you probably have more than one story, but let's hear about Heather first, and then I want to get your views of what's happening in the world with the protesting. So maybe you could start with Heather, though.
It runs right into it, actually.
Oh, right on. Well, that's when you can weave things together, that's a beautiful story.
I triumphantly crossed the Mississippi River for the third time this trip into Keokuk, Iowa.
Ah, been there. Nice place.
And it was actually a pretty cool town. Some of the bars were starting to open, so I stopped by, got a shot of Jägermeister, because I haven't been served a shot of Jägermeister in months. Mm-hmm. I've scoped out this park near the Walmart. You know, I'm thinking everything's rolling great on Heather because I just got everything replaced just in the past couple of weeks. I just got everything replaced, and I'm not kidding you. I was going to cross the street, and my left axle broke, and my left wheel went sailing across the street, and I bit the dust.
Oh.
And my stuff was all over the highway. I was all over the highway. I'm standing up saying, where's my wheel? Where's my wheel? It was across the big highway in the storm drain.
Oh, wow. Sheesh.
And it was a clean break. I don't know if you saw the pictures, if I posted them at all, but I'll send them to you.
Yeah, please.
It was a clean break, and there was no warning. I mean, and I was going like 20 miles per hour down some of these hills going down the Mississippi River Valley on a huge highway.
Yikes.
And I crossed the Mississippi River on this bridge that had plenty of room, but and there was no warning. It wasn't wobbly. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't riding funny. She was riding like a dream. And all of a sudden, I went to cross the street and the axle broke.
Wow. Yeah, I saw it sheared right off. So you're smiling and grinning and having a good old time, and suddenly you're sprawled out on the highway.
Yeah. So I'm thinking game over at this point, but at the same time, come on, you know. So a do-gooder, an Iowegian, as we call them here in Minnesota. I don't know if y'all Wisconsinites.
Yeah, we got Iowegian.
Ah, damn, that's like the third time that I've heard that this month that I've never heard it before in the third time this month.
You know,
and it's awesome.
Several people have stopped by to see if I was okay, and I'm like, no, I'm not okay. But this guy had a pickup truck. He said, well, where were you heading? I told him about this park. He's like, I know that park. I'll drop you off there. So at least you can be not on the side of the road. I'm like, okay, cool. Awesome fella, you know. And so I just didn't know what to do. Schwinn or Pacific Cycle was closed by then. And this is why I didn't call y'all last week, because I went to the Hy-V, I got some Jägermeister, and I got a six-pack of beer, and I got drunk. And then I kind of got sleepy. I knew I was going to call Schwinn or Pacific Cycle, I'm sorry, first thing in the morning and figure it out. So I just, you know, so I set up camp at this park underneath the roof. It was raining. Well, I guess not raining, but it was like really drizzly and rainy and like, you know, kind of wet and ewy gooey.
The shitty misties.
So I just kind of, I watched The Return of the Jedi, the Star Wars movie, and I fell right to sleep. Around midnight, I got flashlights in my eyes. It's the Keokuk law enforcement. Told them my story about what I'm doing and everything like that. And they, you know, said, well, you know, I broke my wheel and I didn't know quite what to do. I don't get paid till tomorrow, and I'm not trying to bother anybody. And he said, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to voucher you in to the motel right over there.
Oh, come on.
And they went and, hold on. They went and got the police pickup truck to put Heather in and gave us both a ride over to the hotel, took me to the front desk, checked me into the motel for $0.00, helped me carry Heather into the room and said, have a good night.
Awesome.
Wow.
And I sat in the bed and I said, well, that's a fucking new one.
Wow, that's outstanding.
Keokuk police, folks. Hey, you know, not every cop out there is bad.
That's for damn sure.
The ones that are horrible. So
I'm gonna send them a fucking fruit basket.
Yeah, dude, that's a great story, especially now.
Yeah,
with all the shit that's happening in this country right now, that is a fantastic story.
It was right before, it was right during all of that too, which is where phase two of the story comes in. Schwinn, for some reason, I just keep on saying Schwinn, but Pacific Cycle, really.
Right, right.
Who have been outstanding on my whole voyage. Nothing but great things. They've done nothing but help me and send me free parts. Sometimes I had to pay for them, but nothing but very helpful. For some reason, on that Thursday was the first day that they went to this answering service because the call volume was so high that they had an answering service send over a message, and then the idea was that they would get the message and come and contact me.
Ah,
right?
Okay.
So I called first thing Thursday morning, and I didn't hear anything from them Thursday. So right about the end of business day, I'm like, hey, I haven't heard anything from them today. Do they have my message or what? They're like, well, we'll put another message in for you. Same thing Friday. And then after the business day Friday, they're not answering until Monday. So I had to go for, I had to do something else because I couldn't, you know, I couldn't afford to stay at that motel, and camping out in a different park in Keokuk was not an option because the cops were already really cool about that. I wasn't even going to disrespect them like that.
Just as out of curiosity, one quick question, Jason, just because I think it's important to bring it up. How do you perceive, because I know you can't imagine, you would have been treated if you had been a person of color in the same situation in the park. Do you think that it would have gone as well for you as a person of color as it did for you as a strapping white man?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you've seen the recent picture of me, but I'm a person of color. I'm red as fuck. but I don't know the answer to that question. But I should certainly hope, especially if I had the same story.
Yeah.
If I had the same story and I talked the same way I talk now, and I have the experience with law enforcement that I do have of just tell them the truth and don't be shifty with them. The way I handle law enforcement, I don't think it matters what color my skin is.
Well, let's hope so.
It's just a matter of my experience with law enforcement and knowing what a cop wants to hear.
For sure.
What they don't want to hear, like how to not act when the cop pulls you over, when the cop's inquiring into what you're doing, or as a lot of people say, why are they messing with you like that? Like, they're not messing with me. They're just checking me out. You know, a stranger in town. They've never seen me before. Obviously, I'm traveling through. They got to check me out. What if I'm a serial killer wanted by the FBI or something? You know, I never take offense to that, but I don't, I like to think that it didn't matter what color my skin was. I might have still gotten in that hotel room, which was, I still can't believe that shit.
Yeah, that's incredible.
That is fantastic, dude.
All right. So on with your story. I apologize for interrupting you. It was going swimmingly.
So somehow I talked to my friend in St. Paul into coming to rescue me from Keokuk, Iowa. And thank God she's unemployed because of the virus and sitting at home. She really didn't have nothing to do. And she's like, I'm a good excuse to get out of the house and get some air, get some road. And then we hadn't seen each other for years anyway. So she came and got me. But keep in mind, she's bringing me to Minneapolis, St. Paul, where the race riots are going on. I'm like, God damn it. I can't buy a bucket.
Yeah. Well, that's...
She had to get home before the curfew, and I had to be somewhere before the curfew. My brother lives about an hour outside of town, so I had to stay the night in the hotel and waiting for the morning for my brother to come pick me up. And finally got the chats and finally got myself laid down. And guess what? Pacific Cycle answered the phone on Tuesday. And Heather's new ass, the new rear frame, complete with unbreakable axle, I've been told, we'll be here tomorrow. But unfortunately, something's come up in New Orleans, and I'm going to have to take a trip to New Orleans real quick via airplane. It's unbike related, it's untrip related, but I'm going to have to go take care of a friend who has most likely passed away. So,
oh, bummer.
Sorry to hear, brother.
Like I said, I can't seem to buy a bucket right about now. But I guess, like I said on Facebook, I'm the unluckiest motherfucker on the planet right now. Like everything good that happens, there's like three things bad that happen, but then there's like two things good that happen. And so it's
a balancing act.
It's been kind of nuts.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
I'll fly any colors off the back or off the handlebars. Heather, that thing with the George Floyd, and I've seen a video a couple times. I didn't like watch it. Oh my God, really?
Yep.
Like after everything that has been in the past, like let's say the past 30 years, even Rodney King and shit like that.
Yep.
And it's like what the world are you doing putting your knee into that man's neck like that? And the other cops are just sitting there watching you. That is despicable. And I don't think we need to be burning down buildings about it, but what are we,
Well, you do know they used to work together too, right?
Not clear that they knew each other.
There's a lot of story. Yeah. They're all bad. You don't kneel on somebody's fucking neck, plain and simple. Right. But I can't go into this. I'm just going to get more pissed off, and I'm already fucking pissed off.
Space Force.
Yeah. I'm pretty pissed off about it too. I don't know if I'm going to go to the nearby grocery store and start breaking windows about it, but come on, man.
Yeah.
I
think a lot of those
peaceful
protests are great. I think a lot of the nefarious activity is plants. I think there's a lot of people out there that are doing this to make the peaceful protests look bad. It's probably not everybody. Yeah. There certainly are opportunists out there that will just use any excuse to try and get something for nothing. But there are certainly a portion of the incidents that are perpetrated by people as a way to cast a bad light on the peaceful protesting.
Yep. So, and a lot of them are cops.
Yep.
Right.
Oh, did I say that?
And this is the last show for Full Spectrum Cycling.
Oh, wait. That's not a dog coming through the door now? That's a pig. Oh, there it is.
All right. Jason, continue, and I got to answer the phone, apparently, so I'll be right back. Tony and Mike and JK will keep you company.
That's pretty much
it. Big Sexy, I kept an eye out for you on my trip to Missouri and back, but we did not see you. We were all seven of us in the car were abreast to, you know, I said, if you see anyone on a trike, we are turning around and seeing this guy.
I think we kind of were like two shifts faster than the night. I think I was on a different route.
Probably. I was just on a mission to get to the south and back as fast as I could.
I've got this trucker friend of mine that we keep on crossing paths, but we're not, you know, we haven't been in the same place yet.
Nice. You will.
Yep. Well, I'm going to be, like I said, I got to go to New Orleans for the weekend and probably be back by next weekend. I still have to spend some time with my brother up here, and I'm going to head for Bismarck, North Dakota via the top of the Mississippi River.
Nice.
Probably closer to 4th of July, but I don't know. It really depends on what's going on COVID-wise and whatever 2020 has got in store for us next.
Right. You feel good, though? I mean, how do you feel compared to when you left on this trip? Do you feel better? Do you feel worse? Do you feel like a machine?
When I left from New Orleans, from
the get-go.
When I left from my brother's here.
Yeah.
Either way, I can't believe the ground I've covered and how much fun it has been. It's been challenging. It's been more fun than anything else.
Have you ever not wanted to get on the bike?
There's been a couple times, especially this time, when I'm like, I need a day.
Yep.
You know, like I need a day off of this bike. None does my ass need a day off of that seat, but I need to, but in, I'll tell you about Illinois gets a D- for their road conditions. It's either a broken up, cracked up road, or there's a nice big shoulder completely ruined by a fucking rumble strip.
Oh yeah. That's the worst.
And either have to be on the road because I can't ride on the rumble strip, which is somewhat of what I think might have caused my axle to break.
Sure.
Is hitting them rumble strips so much.
Oh yeah.
Would that be something? I don't know.
Yeah, I could totally crack them.
But then if there wasn't a rumble strip, it was just terrible textured road and like poles and junk and stuff. And it looks like Billy Bob was sitting in the back of the pickup truck. So up the side, you know, it's just Illinois' roads were awful. And I didn't really get a chance to ride Iowa's cause the axle broke first thing when I got into Iowa. So
yeah. Wow. Well, I'm back. Thanks for calling in. We're going to wrap this puppy up today, but kind of keep us keep us apprised when you get back on the road, and I hope everything in New Orleans is copacetic.
It's okay, yeah.
Thank you. It's challenging because they don't know where she is. I don't know where she is, and that's why I gotta go. I gotta go find her. So,
Well, luck to you, sir.
It's all good. If I got any news, I'll call next Wednesday. But other than that, I'll call when I'm about to hit the road.
Cool.
Sounds good, man.
All right. Well, lovely story. Your stories are awesome. I love hearing them. Keep them
coming.
Thanks
for checking in. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
I'd like it if I could one time call him. Like, I've got nothing to say.
Yeah, your experiences on the road are what we live for here in the old studio. So,
yeah. All right, man.
All right.
Right on. Well, thank you guys for that.
Yep. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Yeah.
Safe travels. Time is it?
Time for you to shut the hell up.
Yeah, that'll never happen. You know that. Time for you to get a watch.
All right, folks. Well, I don't know. I guess I got the only thing I got left to say is a lot of what we talked about today is disturbing. And I think I alluded to it earlier at almost the beginning of the show. November's coming up.
You're alluding?
Not looting. You.
Okay.
We get the government we deserve. This is another way to say, you know what? And here's the thing. Everybody looks at voting for the most powerful man in the nation or senators or congressmen. But really, your local level is where all the difference is made. And if you're not paying attention to what's going on in your local elected officials' business, then you got a whole lot of nothing to complain about. So make sure that you understand what's going on. You vote your conscience. I mean, you know, not everybody agrees with what I say or what I think, and that's fine. But if you're not participating and you're not voting, especially at the local level, then keep your mouth shut and you know, don't rabble rouse.
Or, as my professor Gene Labarge said, if you don't vote, don't bitch.
There you go. Perfectly.
I've never forgotten succinct. Those. I will never forget that. I mean, that was so distinct. I was a young guy, 19 years old, but I voted. And when he said that to me, I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to vote every election.
You betcha. All right, folks, Black Lives Matter. Let's get to work on change.
Yes, please. Be safe.